fire come from?
No. I guess it depends on the answer would depend on where the question is coming from. But you know, you can talk about heat creating rapid oxidation of the
not the scientific kind of explanation, but more the element.
I guess I'd say it this way. It's you could ask the same question about anything, couldn't you?
This is true.
So if you ask it that kind of question, you have to say it comes from someplace very mysterious. Mm-hmm. It seems to have arisen out of nothing, like the rest of the world. If you say the world is a dream or the world is a song, and it says it came from whoever is singing the song or dreaming the dream, which is an impenetrable mystery. You can call it the great creative force or something like that.
And it also seems that every tradition has their way, or they found their relationship, how they came to be in the relationship.
Yeah. And they're all true. Earlier, when you were talking about love, and I was saying that give and take. Which can also be called relationship. And that's what that love, that give and take, that relationship, is what the world makes the world go round. As the saying goes, love makes the world go round, you know. Mm-hmm. It's really true. Because nothing can exist out of relationship with everything else. Nothing. So, you could say, I suppose, that when that great mystery creator wanted to bring a world forth, it needed something to provide for that connection and relatedness in exchange, without which nothing can come forth. So, dreamed up fire. From a scientific standpoint, it's been demonstrated that all matter is, you could say, has fire in it, or is made of fire. When you take matter apart, you release a huge amount of heat. And as human beings, we have a very special relationship to fire that no other animal has. We are the animal that lives by the fire. And it's not simply for the advantages that it provides us, you know, keeping us warm, giving us light, cooking our food, even more particularly, that since we're the only animal that can forget who we are, really, as part of an expression of the whole deal, beyond that individual identity that we were speaking of. We're the only animal that has a mind, so we're the only animal that can forget that. We needed someone or something to help us remember, help us bring us back to the heart, to love, mm-hmm. relationship, to connectedness. And so on. The fire provides that for us. Fire was the divine agency that introduced the ways of remembering. which we also call the traditions, the spiritual traditions of humankind. And as Al was saying, each group of people was given a slightly different way to relate to that, based on their particular nature. But fire belongs to all human beings. And in that way, it's quite the opposite of that that we were talking about before, as the the ego, the sense of separateness and fear, is designed to consume that. It's designed and gifted us as human beings in how to go about it. The sacred songs, the spiritual practices, ceremonies and rituals, pilgrimages, the meditation practices, all of that comes from fire. All the different ways to get back to heart, and to that exchange that we call love.